taken from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 7. Matthew 6, verse 7. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs that we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you and the wrongs that you have done. Amen. I've got a little useful book here. It's about wildlife. And I like looking at birds and flowers and stuff. And if I don't know something, then I look in this book. And one of the things that I found in this book was a great black-backed gull. Have you ever seen one? I don't know whether I have. What about a lesser black-backed gull? Have you ever seen a great spotted woodpecker? Have you? It's because you're in the country, that's what it is. I've seen a woodpecker, I don't know what sort it was. It was green. It was probably just a common woodpecker. Have you ever seen a lesser spotted woodpecker? And do you know the difference? I wonder why someone chose such a diminishing name of lesser for a bird, because it was probably a beautiful bird anyway. Perhaps it's because it's smaller in size, or maybe duller in colour, or perhaps has less spots. But it does seem an unkind name. But of course, an ornithologist knows it's just a form of recognition. As human beings, we're all different, but there are things that define each one of us. It's not the outward appearance, not how tall we are, whether we're good looking or not, what colour our eyes are, or our hair, although if we could, no doubt, probably the ladies would change that part of us that we find is not so beautiful if we haven't already done so. There are special abilities that can be recognised in human beings. We can think and reason and choose and love, but we're not perfect and we make mistakes. So does that make us great human beings or lesser human beings? I hope you got the connection there with the birds. Of course not. God made us in his image. He knew us before we were even born. He knows every hair on our head. He is our Father. As an individual, you're his child, and so am I. He loves us and forgives us our mistakes or sins. It's what we pray in the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our trespasses. It's right here in the Bible. We've read it today. Might have been in a different form, but it's exactly the same. Forgive us our trespasses. Wait a minute. As we forgive those who trespass against us, forgive us our sins as we forgive other people. Wow, it's a bit much, isn't it, really? Jesus knew what he was saying, and he knew human beings. We make stupid mistakes. We can so easily ask for and take forgiveness from God once we admit our mistakes. You have to be kind, contrite and show God that you are sorry when you do something that is not pleasing in his sight. It's not so easy to forgive someone who we feel has wronged us in certain situations that we find ourselves in. Could be a friend, a colleague, a neighbour, even a family member. When somebody figuratively has stabbed us in the heart and we feel that they don't deserve any forgiveness, you don't even look them in the eye when somebody offends you in this way. And the power that we have not to say, "I forgive you," is a form of weapon against the person who wronged us. "I won't forgive you." This is hitting back at what we feel is injustice. It's a form of revenge, hate, grief, pride, anger, self-pity, and it's the black part of us that eats out the good. Forgiveness can seem so unnatural. We are trained to never give in and to sit on our high horse and fight for our rights. Forgiving someone is really difficult when you're hurt. Sometimes even forgiving someone doesn't heal the situation, especially if the other person doesn't acknowledge that they also need to forgive or be forgiven. There are always two sides to a situation. Both sides usually believe that they're right, but we own our own life. When we stand before God, it will be our life and character that he will judge. We will be stood on our own. He will not accept that it was somebody else's fault that we behaved the way we did. There will be no excuses. God will deal with that person in due course. Being forgiven is a precious gift that God gives us. For us to forgive another human being is what Jesus wants us to do. We all need another chance. If these words spoken today touch just one heart, just one soul, then it's worth it. How can we possibly expect forgiveness if we can't forgive and give freedom to another soul? Forgiving doesn't mean you forget, because that happening is filed in our brain under memory. But it does mean that you choose, and that's a human right to choose, not to hold anything against that person, and it's in your control. If you give it to God, you give up the right for revenge. You have released to God the one that offended you and placed that situation in God's hands. He is supreme. You leave the judgment of that soul to God. He knows. He sees the whole situation. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Your brain will no longer keep churning all those burning arrows of injustice around, and you'll be a happier person. It will feel like the biggest weight has lifted off your shoulders. You will find God's peace opened the door and God's grace walked in. You will not be a great or a lesser human being. You will be a follower of Jesus' teaching and a committed Christian. This is why Jesus put that clause in the Lord's Prayer, and for that we need to be so thankful. May God bless you.